So I wrote back to Sarah and a few others for good measure. It was not long before my email box was full again. So I sorted through them, taking out the bits of spam that made it past the filter and adjusting it to try and catch those in the future. Added a few more emails to the polite thank you list. Forwarded a few more to Birch for autographed photos, which he wisely began to make. Then to the responses to my emails. Oh dear, a few more inappropriate photographs. Oh well, add them to the polite thank you list. Ah, there was the one I was looking for. Sarah Goodall. I opened it and read.
Hi, Star. Can I call you Star? I remember you being called that in high school. Oh, I'm so happy you could write back yourself. I honestly didn't think you would, but I figured it was worth a shot, so anyway. I'm not surprised to hear that doing music isn't as glamorous as they make it out to be, but I sure am glad that you seem to be the same Bear you were in high school. Success often changes a lot of people. Glad to see you're an exception. You asked what I've been doing since high school. Well, I got married right after I graduated. Remember Reggie? Maybe you don't. He was a freshman back before you graduated, too. He took me to the prom and proposed, and, well, I said yes. I got extremely lucky when I went job hunting. I contacted a yacht brokerage in New York City on the recommendation of a friend of mine, and they actually called me to arrange an interview. I got hired on the spot. Maybe it was my personality, I don't know. But they warned me that many of their clients might expect certain favors, and they gave me tips on how to avoid them. I must have been pretty good at it, because my sales were up, and I never once acted inappropriately. I wish I could say the same for Reggie. Suffice it to say, we got a divorce. I'm still working for that yacht brokerage, though.
A divorce? I was intrigued. She sounded so much like me. Could she have been deeply hurt, too? I know a few who have gone through a divorce who weren't. I checked her email address. Looked like I might be able to contact her through instant message. As luck would have it, she was on. So I sent her a quick message. She responded. We chatted for what seemed like hours. She was actually in town. So I screwed up my courage. I asked her if she wanted to have dinner. She accepted. I don't remember any details of that meeting, actually. Funny how that happens. But my heart was filled with feelings that... Well, feeling so old, I was completely unfamiliar with them. I didn't dare call it what I think it was. One thing I do remember, though. After we left the restaurant, we walked for a while and continued talking. So, you mentioned that you got a divorce.
Yes.
Dare I ask why?
He said that it was because I was away so often. He said he needed someone, and well, after he got her pregnant, he decided he didn't need me anymore.
Oh, no. I couldn't help it. I started crying. And so did she. She started sobbing, and all I could think to do was to hold her. And so I did. And she held me back, and we stayed like that for a very, very long time. Then she turned her face to me and I kissed her, gently, lovingly. She stopped crying, but I could feel the dull ache in her heart from years of being alone and hurt, something I could all too easily relate to. All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly. for lovers and children playing. She's looking for signs of the spring.
Where is the spring?
She listens for laughter and sounds of dancing. She listens for any old thing. Fly away. Fly away. Getting ready to fly.